Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Ekaterina Selenkina. Thank you very much for being here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the invitation.
It's a real pleasure. You're presenting your film Detours in International Critics Week section of the festival, the Parallel and Independent section. We're actually media partners of the section. I found this film to be very interesting, fascinating, and really stylistically quite bold. I'm looking forward to chatting with you about it. But just for the people listening who are not familiar with it, how would you introduce it? It's kind of a tough one to.
Well, yeah, it's quite tough to introduce. It's a portrait of a city, which is Moscow. And there's a narrative thread that is very subtle that leads us into the city, which is a thread of a so-called treasure man. That's a new profession which deals with drug dealing, new types of drug dealing via dark web.
The dark web, yeah. You know, some people are still uncertain about what that dark web, what the definition of dark web means. But I wanted to ask you, did you put much research into this? It seems like it would be a delicate area to explore.
Yes, definitely. I read so many forums on the dark web and diaries of drug dealers and research articles on that topic.
Is this something that is prominently like a part of, is becoming more and more a part of the city's landscape?
Definitely, yes.
Is it visible or is it hidden? Like you have to find it, or are people getting more and more confident with it and they're not even hiding it that much?
Well, because drugs are hidden in the landscape, like in the ground, under benches, on pipelines, it's really hard to find them. It's kind of almost invisible. In a way, digital traces of this are more visible than physical.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the filmmaking side of things, I also found it interesting stylistically because, like I said at the in the introduction, it uses quite a bold style, lengthy shots and very still shots, and sometimes you need to familiarize yourself with it and even look for something, you know, which seems appropriate given nature of what you're talking about or what you're exploring. Was this the intention there by utilizing this style?
Exactly. So the system is fully anonymous and nobody ever sees anyone. So we were using wide shots and long shots to make the viewers peer into and scrutinize the landscapes.
Yeah. Right. And you also include things like a phone screen and chats, and I haven't really seen it in that way. Was this an important part of it, and why did you decide to kind of include it in that way?
Yeah, so the phones and interactive maps views are the most the closest to the subjective view of the main character, let's say. And these were helping the viewers and the story to unfold, so we know that there is this illegal thing going on, and it helps us to look at the landscapes with attention.
Is it true that this is your feature debut?
Yes.
How was it? What was the experience like?
Actually, it was really nice. I was surprised by how well it was received, it seemed, and I was freaked out by the Q&A, but it went very well.
What do you mean? What were you worried about? Just because I'm asking this because I feel like this could be a film that people would be interested to have a conversation about afterwards, right?
Exactly, but it's also a very complex film with so many things to talk about, and so it's just a lot of pressure to mention everything properly and to be explicit and also politically correct because there are so many problematic territories.
Do you think that, do you feel the pressure of having to perhaps answer, like people expect you to know everything about this topic when you talk about it?
I actually know quite a bit. I don't mind that.
Okay, cool. And you mentioned problematic. What would be some of the problematic aspects of...
I mean, I don't want to refer to drug dealing system neither positively nor negatively, because it's not about that. It's just a condition that we live with, and we can change the policies around it, but it's not about the attitude, right? And so I didn't want to also didn't want to put anyone in danger from with whom I talked to in regards to that system. Yeah. And then, but then on the other hand, I'm quite okay with criticizing our government in regards to that.
You're okay with that? You're not worried about
No.
it? No. Well, it has been fascinating chatting with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. I remind our listeners, the film is called Detours, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.